USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Nearly 3 years after it began, California is winding down its emergency response to COVID-19. With the ending of the state emergency today, policies and protocols will be changing, which means local officials won't be able to quickly enact mask wearing or restrictions on gatherings anymore without a more thorough approval process. Mass vaccination and testing sites will also close, and insurance companies will no longer be required to cover COVID-19 vaccines. COVID is still infecting nearly 3,000 people and killing an average of 20 every day in California. Some doctors are urging the public to stay up to date on vaccines and maintain precautions. Today is the day the nation's highest court will take up student loan forgiveness.
The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear the case of President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan, which would wipe out approximately $400 billion in debt. The program would cancel $10,000 in debt for those earning less than $125,000 per year and up to $20,000 for those who received Pell Grants. According to the White House, the program would give tens of millions of Americans a better chance at buying a home or starting a family. Republicans say it's forcing working-class people to pay the bills for college grads. I'm John Schaefer.
More revelations in the Dominion voting machines lawsuit against Fox News.
Dominion Voting Systems alleges Fox leaders knew that election fraud was a lie in November 2020, but continued to allow and encourage that lie on the air. Last month, News Corp Executive Chair Rupert Murdoch testified under oath that he wishes Fox had been stronger in denouncing claims that the election was stolen. Dominion also claims that Murdoch passed confidential information about ads the Biden campaign was airing on Fox onto Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get, and as fast as possible?
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Charlotte Hornets will likely be without their franchise player for the remainder of the season. LaMelo Ball fractured his right ankle in Monday's 117-106 win over the Detroit Pistons at the Spectrum Center. Ball left the game in the third quarter after awkwardly falling on the court. There was an x-ray taken at the arena that revealed the fracture. A major sale is happening in the world of basketball. ESPN is reporting Milwaukee Bucks co-owner Mark Lazary has reached an agreement to sell his portion of the team to Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy and Dee Haslam for $3.5 billion. The deal represents about 25% of the team and is pending league approval. The Dodgers are hoping for positive news after Gavin Lux was carted off during Monday's spring training game. Lux appeared to suffer a right knee injury when running to third base at the top of the sixth inning. The 25-year-old was unable to put weight on the knee and was carted off the field. Lux heard something pop in his knee, according to Los Angeles manager Dave Roberts. The Dodgers infielder will be undergoing an MRI on his knee. The Chicago Bears may not hold the first overall pick in April's draft much longer. ESPN is reporting that multiple teams have approached Chicago about trading the top pick, and the team is leaning toward trading it away. There are several known teams that are in need of a new franchise quarterback sitting behind Chicago in the draft order. The Bears selected quarterback Justin Fields in the first round of the 2021 draft, and GM Ryan Poles said he would need to be blown away to draft a new quarterback this offseason. I'm Julio Flores, U.S.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Hey.